rainforest surrounded by predators. He was neither fully leopard nor fully man, but a blend of both. Muscles wrenched, a satisfying pain as his leopard leapt to the forefront, taking over his form as his body bent and the ropes of muscle shifted beneath his thick fur. Where his feet had been, clawed paws padded easily over the spongy forest floor. He went up and over a series of downed trees and through thick brush. 10 more feet into the forest, the sunlight disappeared altogether. The jungle had swallowed him, and he breathed a sigh of relief. For the first time in months, he was comfortable in his own skin. He stretched and padded deeper into the familiar wilderness. Connor preferred his leopard form to that of his man form. He bore too many sins on his soul to be entirely comfortable as a human. The claw marks etched deep into his face attested to that, branding him for all time. He didn't like thinking too much about those scars and how he'd gotten them, or why he'd allowed Isabeau Chandler to inflict them upon him. He'd tried running to the United States, putting as much distance as he could between him and his woman, his mate, but he hadn't been able to shut out the look on Isabeau's face when she found out the truth about him. The memory haunted him day and night. He was guilty of one of the worst crimes his kind could commit. He had betrayed his own mate. He hadn't known she was his mate when he'd taken the job to seduce her and get close to her father, but that didn't matter. The leopard lifted his face to the wind and pulled back his lips in a silent snarl. He moved through the underbrush, his fur sliding silently along the leaves of numerous bushes. Periodically, he stood up and raked his claws down the trunk of a tree, marking his territory, reestablishing his claim, letting the other males know he was home and someone to contend with. He'd taken this job to stay out of the Borneo rainforest where Isabeau lived. He didn't dare go there, because he knew if he stayed there, eventually he'd forget all about being civilized and he'd let his leopard free to find her. And she wanted nothing, nothing to do with him. A low growl rumbled in his throat as he tried to choke off the memories. He burned for her, night and day. He had all the traits of a leopard, the reflexes, the aggression and cunning, the ferocity and jealousy, but most of all, the drive to find his mate and keep her. The man in him might understand jungle law was no longer a way his people could live, but here in the rainforest, he couldn't keep the primitive needs from rising sharp and strong. He looked up to the towering trees, the thick canopy shutting out the sunlight. Flowers wound up the tree trunks, a riot of color, vying with moss and fungus, all reaching toward the light above. He wanted to drink in the beauty of it all. He wanted to forget what he'd done to his own mate. She'd been so young and inexperienced, an easy target. Her father, a doctor, had been the way into the enemy camp. Get close to the daughter and you had the father. It was easy enough. Isabeau had fallen under his spell immediately, drawn to him not because of his animal magnetism, but because she had been his in a previous life cycle. Neither had known. Unfortunately, he'd fallen just as deeply under her spell. He'd been obsessed with her, unable to keep his hands off of her. He should have known. She'd been so inexperienced, so innocent, and he'd used that to his advantage. He hadn't considered anything beyond his own pleasure, like what would happen when the truth came out, that she didn't even know his real name, that she was a job and her father was the mark. He groaned, and the sound came out a soft rumble. He had never crossed the line with an innocent woman, not once in his entire career until Isabeau, human or leopard. She had not yet experienced the Han Voldan, a female leopard's heat. Nor had her leopard emerged. It was the reason he hadn't recognized her as a leopard, or as his mate. He should have. The flashes of erotic images in his head every time she was close, the way he couldn't think when he was with her. These facts alone should have tipped him off. He was only in his second life cycle, and he hadn't recognized what was in front of him. The need burning in him so strong, growing stronger each time he saw her. He'd always been in control, but with her, a wildfire had swept through him, robbing him of common sense, and he'd made the ultimate mistake with a mark. He'd needed. He had burned. He'd tasted her in his mouth, breathed her in.